This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of radio. Ta-da! Here we are, like magic. Every day at the same time, we appear in your ear. It's magic. Can you imagine life without us? The Good Day Program. Hello. I'm Doug Stanton, my friend Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara is very serious today, so don't get too wrapped around whatever it is that
all three of us say that we're a little tired today, so.
Yeah.
Are you really?
I'll have to get you going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just finished reading my, I have a copy of In Style magazine that I've been reading.
Wow.
That's what I said, Jen.
Did you flip to the back? They have a men's fashion section.
Yeah, I didn't get that far.
He's reading the girly stuff first.
This is the last. Meredith knew that you guys would have fun with me. Last night when she came to bed, she says, why are you reading my InStyle magazine? I said, because I want to see what's in there. I want to be connected with the things that you use to be beautiful, and I want to know what's going on. She just laughed at me. I had never seen that. I didn't even know the magazine existed till last night when I saw it on the end of the bed. So I just looked at it. InStyle's
one of my favorite. I like InStyle because they do house stuff, they do fashion stuff.
Yeah,
there's the man section. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, InStyle's great. That's one of the few magazines that really made it throughout the magazine crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What could I learn, Jennifer, from the men's section of InStyle magazine?
Well, typically, I mean, the section isn't gigantic, but they will take and they'll do a profile.
I noticed that. It was like a paragraph.
Right. It's like two pages or three pages, but they take an interview with the man who's stylish, and they ask him questions about his fashion.
Nobody's ever interviewed me. Why not? I'm stylish.
Well, you know, as soon as the corduroy comes back in style, I'm sure that you're going to be first in line.
Weren't there turtlenecks in there, too?
Okay, all right.
I've heard.
Okay, so there are relics of September 11th. Who knew that there were still things left over from September 11th? They're in a hangar at JFK in New York. As a big warehouse that once held a couple of thousand different items, but there are only 18 of them left. Remains of the parking garage, a police car, metal that's mangled from the buildings. And so the Port Authority says they want to give away these final remnants. You got to be a nonprofit or a government entity. The pieces have to go on display in a site with public access. I would think this would be, I think earlier, this is kind of a ghoulish way.
This is creepy.
Come on, let's enough of this. Let's keep moving.
Yeah, but
I'm most creeped out by the office pass. That's the creepiest one of all. Why would anyone even want to touch that? That's so sad and creepy.
If you're a museum, though, sometimes people can learn from this kind of stuff, and it's most dramatic when it's there in person.
Yes.
We
decry the fact we don't teach history, modern history of our country, and that may be an answer in part to understand. Yeah, okay, that's a good suggestion. Here's another sort of connection to that. A 16-year-old golden retriever dog, the last living search and rescue dog from the site, was euthanized yesterday.
Oh.
24 firefighters honoring the dog and bid her farewell as she was walked to the place where they euthanized her, and then they buried her. A U.S. flag was placed over her.
It's so amazing to think, not to take away the sadness of losing the animal, but mm-hmm. when you put into perspective the lifespan of a dog, I mean,
yes.
September 11th was a while ago. And it's yeah. so bizarre that in some ways it feels like it was just minutes ago, and in other ways it just feels so far away. It's
yeah.
weird.
Removed.
Every time
far
I look
removed.
At that new ugly building, which is pretty much on a daily basis, I don't even.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's horrible. It's a hideous looking building.
Yeah.
It really
I
is.
I think it's okay. I like Sparkle yeah. though. It's very
but in
shiny.
The in the context of New York City's cityscape, it's just it sticks out like a sore thumb. It's an ugly design. It basically just looks. As a friend of mine described it, she goes, well, I don't like to say anything mean, so I'm going to say the one thing I can say. It looks sturdy. That's
sturdy.
About it. Yeah.
All right. So to sort of stay with the, I'm traveling around in sort of a broad loop, if you give me a little license here for a minute, moving from the remnants of September 11th to one of the dogs that was a part of September 11th, there are a bunch of hackers who have gotten into Daesh Twitter accounts, and because Daesh, you know, the whole philosophy of these people is supposed to be anti-pornography, they have, these hackers have loaded up the Twitter accounts that the Daesh members have with pornography, and apparently they don't know what.
Don't That's know what awesome. To Maybe it'll
Although,
distract yeah. them a little bit. See what
they
the Westerners are all about?
They say it's anti-pornography, but what did the 9/11 attackers do the night before
right,
they went
exactly,
and crashed the plane?
Exactly, the night before? Yeah,
they
exactly.
were at strip club.
Go, they found at Osama bin Laden's apartment. Okay.
I mean, come
13
on.
Past the hour. There is a lot of concern about certain diseases that seem to be coming back to the surface. We thought we'd had them taken care of. One of those is meningitis. And this, I have a story, actually a mother going to join us in a moment, who's going to share the story of how her family is impacted by meningitis. So that's the next matter of focus up here on Good Day.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaid.
Rolaid's Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaid's Advanced.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, coming up to a quarter after the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Richard Chung, who is the Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University, and Patty Wokovitz, who is the Founder and Executive Director of the Kimberly Coffey Foundation. Ms. Wokovitz, let's start with you and the story of your daughter, Kimberly, for whom this foundation is named.
Good morning.
Hi. Tell us the story of your daughter and what happened as you discovered that she had meningitis.
My healthy 17-year-old daughter, Kimberly Coffey, was a high school senior. She came home from school one afternoon with body aches, telling me everything hurt her, and she did have a temperature of 101. It seemed to me that she had the flu, but within hours, her symptoms became so much worse, and I had her rushed to the emergency room. And when the doctor in the emergency room told me that she suspected Kimberly had bacterial meningitis, I couldn't believe it, and I told the doctor that's not possible. Kimberly had been vaccinated for meningococcal disease. As a mother and a nurse, I was very vigilant in having my children vaccinated against meningococcal disease, so I couldn't understand what was happening. And unfortunately, things happened very quickly for Kim. The ravaged through her body, and unfortunately, she did pass away after 9 days in the hospital.
Good Lord. Dr. Chen, there's a lot of controversy about certain vaccines these days, and I'm wondering whether people even understand that one of the common vaccines that young people get is the I never pronounced this correctly, so I'll just use meningitis instead of meningococcal, I believe. Is that true that most everybody is getting in their vaccines a vaccine against meningitis?
That's very true for sure, especially if a teen's been to the doctor any time in the last several years. You know, we talk commonly about a variety of teen vaccines, and certainly the meningitis vaccine, as we talk about it, is something certainly that parents and teens have heard about at least, and many teens have received so far. The difference, though, and sort of the landscape shift that's happened in recent years is that there's actually a new meningitis or meningococcal vaccine against type B. So there's actually five key types of this particular bacteria, and the sort of older vaccine had four out of the five covered, and we didn't have a vaccine against type B. Importantly, when Patty's daughter passed away from this infection, there was no vaccine against type B, and there was nothing that could have been done at the time. And part of the reason why Patty and I are here is to let people know that we do now, as of about a year and a half ago, have a vaccine against this type B, this fifth and key type. And many parents and teens are just not aware of that. And they may kind of go about thinking that, as sort of Patty alluded to, that they're immune against meningitis because they've gotten this meningitis vaccine, but they don't realize that this fifth type likely was not part of that coverage.
Yeah. All right, so what can you say to calm people down, Dr. Chung, who are worried about these vaccines because some of them, and I don't think any of them had anything to do with meningitis, had that thiamiocol or whatever it is, mercury in the vaccine that preserved it? That's not a part of this, is it, or has it? I don't think it ever has been when it comes to meningitis vaccines. Has it been?
No, you're right about that. You know, I think vaccines can be somewhat of a complicated discussion, which is why, you know, one of our key messages here today is for people to go to their healthcare provider and have a thoughtful discussion. I think what we see far too often is that, you know, parents and teens may hear something from some source and just kind of take that as sort of the gospel on this particular issue. But until you've heard all the information, especially until you've heard from your healthcare provider, the expert on these sorts of topics, and the person who's sort of vested with taking care of your child, you don't have all the information. You know, we're supportive of every parent and teen making their own decisions as long as they make it with every key piece of information in hand rather than just, you know, based on a single piece.
Ms. Wolkowitz, you founded you put together a foundation in your daughter's memory, for your daughter's memory. What is it are you raising money for educational awareness? What happens with this Kimberly Coffey Foundation?
I'm educating parents about meningococcal, which includes Men B, because I don't want another family to experience what I went through, and I don't want another person to experience what Kim went through. It's so important that parents understand that the vaccine, the meningococcal vaccine, does not protect against all five types of meningococcal disease, and it's so important that parents know that the Men B vaccine is available now, and in fact, the Kimberly Coffey Foundation has recently teamed up with Pfizer to conduct a Harris poll to understand what it is that parents do know or do not know about meningococcal disease and its available vaccines.
So the vaccine protects against A, C, W, and Y, and now this new one against B, something that, again, a good conversation with a good doctor as you're bringing your child along, whatever the vaccine conversation is, when you go to the doctors and figure out what you want to do. This is something, this is part of the reason I want to have this conversation, because I think most people don't know that that's part of the routine that's now available. So thanks to both of you, Ms. Wolkowitz, for your work in the memory of your daughter, and Dr. Chung giving some really what you presented was easy to understand, and I think people appreciate that as well. Thank you both for being here on Good Day at 21 After.
vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, time for the latest from Carpool Karaoke Land. James Corden has revealed his the fact this thing has grown the way that it's grown, we all think, oh, that's another brilliant idea. Well, apparently this almost didn't happen because his first guest, Mariah Carey, from whom we are hearing in the background, refused when she got into the car to sing. So she came out and said, I'm not singing today. We'll just drive around and have a chat. He explained to her, that wasn't the whole idea behind this. The idea is you got to sing. And that's she said, no, I'm not singing today.
That's the karaoke part of karaoke.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The good thing is she heard her own singing voice on the radio and then probably couldn't resist.
Like Mariah Carey?
Oh, no, I love Mariah Carey. Some of her 90s hits are like my favorite songs. Her personality, on the other hand.
Personality is
a diva.
Yeah.
She's been suffering a little bit, though. Remember the Rockefeller Christmas special this past year? Oh, my gosh, I felt terrible for her. She was really out of tune. And this is, I mean, look, I love her. I think she's got a great voice, but it was bad news.
Well,
my friend saw her at Radio City 2 years ago, and she walked off the stage after one song and didn't give her refunds because she couldn't sing.
Nice.
She can't sing live. Anybody who buys a ticket to see Mariah Carey now, you're wasting your money.
But I've often said, Jennifer, you've heard me say this a lot over the years, I have a lot of respect for Mariah Carey because she worked at it.
Yeah.
Now she's coasting. She's in the high volume lane, and it's all about her instead of about the music and her career. But the people who have made Carpool Karaoke a success, hey listeners like Adele, which is so wonderful. That Carpool Karaoke singing with her was what got me hooked. Actually,
it was awesome. And Jennifer Lopez too was so fun with her cell phone, and it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer Hudson's been in Carpool Karaoke.
The Jennifer Hudson was great. She actually sang her way. They went through a drive-thru window, and she sang her order.
Taco Bell?
I think they went to McDonald's, and she sang her whole order because she used to work in a drive-thru, and she used to sing to the customers before she was anybody.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he does this both here and in England. If you see the Adele or some of the other English singers, they're on the wrong side of the car, if you will. They're on the driver's side, but because the driver's side is on the left side in England, that's why. So anybody pay any attention to that, the difference, the nuance of having carpool karaoke here versus over there?
It's weird to watch them drive around New York City.
Yeah. Chris Martin is another A-lister that's been in carpool karaoke. Stevie Wonder was in the passenger seat. Another great.
He has a voice that just makes you smile, doesn't he?
Yep.
I don't know. There's something about Stevie Wonder that just makes you grin.
Crank it up, Kara! A lot of times, when they first got started, you know, I said this about Corden. Who the heck is he and why do we care about him? A lot of people didn't know who he was, and so that made it difficult. But then as the thing took off, more and more people saw
He's
very likable. Yeah, he is. Elton John has been in the seat with James Corden. Here we go, bopping and hopping.
You know, I saw an interview with Corden on TV yesterday and talking about him being unknown and coming from nowhere. You know, he was talking about how in his first 2 weeks after the show aired that he got locked out of his own, you know, building. He tried to get in and the security guard didn't even know who he was. That's how fresh-faced he was. And, you know, they had to call upstairs and get somebody else to come and let him in.
Now, any artist who is asked to be on Carpool Karaoke jumps at the chance because this is such a fabulous success, and it's very cool. Congratulations.
If they can
to him. And I'd go on it with him. All right, let's
sure
call him
would.
Up, see if he wants a date. Excuse me. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, every household should include a disaster kit for your pets as part of your overall disaster planning. Just recently, right near me, we had the major slide fire in Arizona. But whether you live where there's tornadoes or thunderstorms or earthquakes, listen carefully. Every pet guardian should have leashes for both their dogs and cats, as well as a health record of each pet. They should also make sure there are carriers around in case you have to move rapidly. Food and water for at least 7 days, and current pictures of your pets, because sometimes pets can get lost. You already remember Hurricane Katrina. Having a current photo can really help make sure that your pet is reunited, as well as making sure they have proper ID and microchip as well. When you're around, also have a first aid kit, blankets, towels, and a manual can opener for their food. A lot of people forget that. Plastic bags and a scooper, of course, to clean up. 7 day supply of cat litter, and just make sure that your pet is checked by a veterinarian before you go on that trip so you make sure that everyone is healthy. If you take the time to plan ahead, there need be no disaster. I'll more next time.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams ADHG digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert. expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Day program, TV report coming up. Jennifer Horn, my friend. Victoria Keelan, my friend. Kara Schillen, my friend. You are my friend. Say hi to Charles and to Randolph listening today to the Good Day program.
Hi, guys.
So yesterday, there are thousands of people, Jennifer, who want to know what your voting experience was, because there are lots of rumors floating around that there were problems. This is one of the things about the system that ought to drive us all crazy. One of the reasons that Trump and Sanders have the traction they do is because of the complete failure, the utter failure of our system that we're paying for to work properly. And so there were a lot of problems. California yesterday, what were some of them that you heard about?
I heard, okay, so normally I vote in every election. You know this. I like, I mean, even if it's a really small election, I vote in, I vote in every election.
Yep.
And I think maybe I've missed one since I turned 18. And this has been the most problematic election cycle that I've heard about personally in forever. Now, I had no problems. I went to my polling place with my dad. We turned out the vote together. We went and we made America great again, and we had some fun, and it was fun. You know,
hey,
we had a good time.
Hey, MacGyver and Michael Horn.
But my mom, who went to the same polling place that I did, was turned away. She was given a provisional ballot. Eric in my office, he and his wife were both registered independents, but they had turned their party preference to Democrat because of Bernie Sanders, and in the polling place there, he had two other people, so four in the 10 minutes he was there, that had gone from independent to Democrat, and all of them had been removed, expunged from the registrar's list.
Wow. There you go.
That's pretty bad. I mean, because a lot of people suspected that independents that moved to the Democratic Party were Bernie supporters, and to have your names just disappeared. So then they were given provisional ballots. My cousin's fiance went as a libertarian to go vote for the libertarian ticket, and he was coerced. They were trying to coerce him to vote for a Democrat by the poll workers there.
What?
I'm like, that's not okay. The poll workers are supposed to just hand you the ballot and talk about the weather if you want to talk. He said no, and he insisted on getting the libertarian ballot. And then I had another friend who tried to vote Republican and was told that he couldn't use the Republican booth. He couldn't use the Republican ballot, so he'd have to pick another party. And he said, well, I'm going to wait for the Republican booth because that's my intended party. And so he waited and waited and waited out. Finally, they let him use the Republican booth.
They don't have as many Republican booths.
I've never heard of a booth that has a party assigned to it.
We do. At my polling place, my particular polling place, there were three Democrat booths, two Republican booths, one shared booth for Libertarian and Green, and then one booth for Independent and whatever the other party, you know, et cetera.
What a damn outrage. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
So just in my own social circle, think about that. In my own social circle, that's not that big. I'm sorry?
People you talked to yesterday, just the day of the election itself. Yeah.
Exactly. So crazy.
Oh, man. Okay.
They
had
problems with counting machines I've seen. I mean, I don't know. But, you try to get close enough, I guess.
This is what distresses me. I'm looking at Hillary Clinton and some of the quotes the last 24 hours after she won California, New Jersey as a Democrat, and talking about ethics and the moral conduct of government. It seems to me that of all the candidates who are running, no matter what their stripes, she is the least. And this is a woman that I have quite admired in many respects over the years, but I am really tired of all of this shenanigans behind the scene. Play the game, push people around, intimidate them, abuse. And this is, again, why Sanders and Trump have done as well as they have and continue to do. I think we're underestimating the number of people that are Sanders supporters that will go to Trump, frankly.
That say they'll never vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, have the never Trump crowd, but you have a huge amount of independent Democratic voters who maybe are new to the party who say never Hillary. So it'll be interesting to see.
I feel like the never Trump crowd has really died down.
It has.
Right? Yeah.
I don't
think they're really a thing anymore.
I mean, they haven't helped the situation. Paul Ryan yesterday said something that everybody else was thinking, but he actually verbalized the Trump remarks on the judge, the Hispanic judge who is hearing the case on Trump University. And Trump says his comments have been misinterpreted. Come on. What do you think? We're all stupid? No, they haven't been misinterpreted at all. Come on. Misconstrued or not, stop saying those things. If you want to be president, act like it.
Because the economy is suffering right now, that has been his strong messaging. Whether he stays on teleprompter or not, I mean, he was very good on teleprompter yesterday, but even if he just does his Trump thing and just continues to hammer on the economy, Hillary will have a tough road trying to beat that.
Well, she's going to have a tough road anyway because people just don't like her anymore. And so under the circumstances, choices are once again, here we are holding our nose for the one we like the least that we like the most.
As a woman who is not a Hillary fan, it was a very surreal experience for me last night because on one hand, I was going, okay, I'm proud that in 100 years, give or take a few, of women getting the vote, here we have a female presidential candidate. And that makes me feel good because I feel like it's a possibility now. You know, it's something historic and it was cool to watch. But then when I had to listen to the speech that she gave about being the first female candidate, I'm like, oh, no. But on the other hand, my mom's like writing on Facebook how she's weeping because she's so excited about this historic moment. You know, it made me feel in a weird place as a female who's happy that we live in a place where females can get this far, but still not supportive of the female candidate. It's a weird place to be. I can't even explain it.
You know, speaking of weird places to be, how'd you like to be Obama at the moment? He's been talking a lot about Hillary and how she ought to be the next president, and he hasn't really talked much about Sanders or to Sanders. Apparently, he scheduled meetings with both of them today. He called them both last night. For whatever the reason, again, because Bernie says, I'm going to, even though he's laying off about 90% of his staff, he says, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to be at the convention. You're going to have to deal with me. And I think he means it. Whereas the other people who said they were going to the Republican convention, they're not going to show up. They want, I mean, with the stuff, the charges of corruption against Rubio these days, man, he better not show his face.
Oh, he's coming. He said he'd speak for Trump.
He's
giving his delegates to Trump.
Have you seen the charges against him, the corruption, things he made some deal for a real estate person, and he got a $200,000 knockoff on the price of a house he bought or something? I mean, this guy stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, Trump doesn't need that. He doesn't need him.
Nah, he doesn't need him. He doesn't need anybody but himself and his family if he just smarten up and bring the people in. Hello, they're telling you they want to support you. Look at all of the riffraff of the Republican Party is now falling in line, much more so than with the Democrats, as I think going to be pointed out a few minutes ago. So do, okay, you got it. Now you can do your thing. I was quite surprised at how really strident Ryan was. I heard some of the audio of him talking about Trump yesterday, and it was very poignant. He said it gets down, no matter what's going on in your campaign, you are the decider. You're the man. I know how it works, and you're the one. You can say it's this person or that person or whoever you want to deflect it to, but it's not. It's you. And I think that Trump's got to realize that.
He just doesn't have, I mean, and this is part of the reason why I think people like him. It's the double-edged sword. It's that he doesn't have the discipline that politicians have bred into them. And so that's a problem. He's going to have, that's one thing you've got to work on is start getting more disciplined about what you're throwing out there.
All right. It's 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Let me throw this out right now. Would you like
throw
to experience
out.
Better? I'm going to throw this out.
Throw it.
Not throw it out, but throw this information out. Not throw it out, but throw it out to you about how you can better your overall health. This product, Superbeats, does not target just one organ for healing. It gives your entire body what it needs for optimal health. With this whole body approach, it is the best way to heal your body from your blood pressure, getting the blood to all of the areas of your body, your brain, your muscles, all of your internal organs. Everything is enhanced by the nitric oxide that's triggered by using Superbeats. Superbeats will boost your energy all day long, support healthy blood pressure. It's a great source of antioxidants. Man, this stuff is just on top of everything. And the people that use it are kissing disease goodbye. That's a bold statement, but I'm telling you, this is a cellular, this gets to the cellular root of all evil. Super Beats. Ingredients boosting nitric oxide levels, which improves your cardiovascular health. It's safe, it's natural, non-GMO beets, rich in antioxidants and electrolytes and dietary nitrates. So, if you want to have that feeling, you want to love how you feel like Jennifer and Victoria and soon Kara. I think Kara's finally gotten some from Richie's clutches and can taste the benefit. Three whole beets in every teaspoon of Super Beets. No beet taste. Take it every day. You can get on the bandwagon by calling 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order it there. But get it. New first orders, 30-day supply free with your regular order. Call now. Think about it. Get on the program. 800-655-4183. Results are guaranteed or your money back. I know. I feel it. Everybody feels it. Seriously. You will. You'll love it. You'll tell other people about it. Super Beats, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams ADAG digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, here's some important information for those of you who are students of television and the media. Do you know that 64% of all of the evening news broadcasters, local and national, 64% are men? There are women and more of them than there used to be. And for those of you who think you watch the news, there's always a male and a female anchor. No. That's not the case. In many larger markets, it is. You get the smaller markets, men and no women. Why is that? Why are so many... Why wouldn't you want to have equality there?
To be fair, sometimes in L.A. we have double female newscasts.
Do you?
Sometimes. Very rare. It's infrequent, yeah. But yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe the other side of it is, why do we make this an issue? Well, I think one of the things that makes it an issue is that 75%... of the people who are interviewed, you know how you have the talking heads everywhere, or people that are interviewed for in-depth information on a particular story? Do you know that there's a study from the Women's Media Center suggesting that 75% of all of the people interviewed for quotes are men?
Hmm.
Why aren't there as many women as men? Are they don't know as much as men?
Yeah,
think about it for a second. Yeah, I do too.
Hey, you want some TV news?
Yes, television news. Well, this is TV news, but you have the update on what's going on tonight on television. I know that.
I do, but before that, big breaking news, because I'm a gigantic fan of the show Nashville, which was just canceled by ABC, and it looks like they were successful in shopping the show via social media campaigns, fan campaigns, to CMT Country Music Television has said that they're very interested in picking up season 5 of Nashville, so if you're a fan of that show, keep your fingers crossed. Also, in View News, one of the hosts, Michelle Collins, who is a comedian who was on just for one season, has left the show after the end of this season. Looks like GMA Weekend anchor Sarah Haynes is in talks to take over for her. Now, tonight on TV, speaking of CMT, Dougie, get out your DVRs if you want to get some good country music. Blake Shelton, Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Luke Bryan, Thomas Rhett, Fifth Harmony, they're all going to be teaming up to do some mashups of their hits. CMT is doing their music awards tonight. CMT or any of the Viacom networks, MTV, VH1, they'll all be airing this at 8 p.m. tonight. So that'll be some fun if you like.
I thought it was interesting that a lot of people are talking about Ashley Banfield devoted 20 minutes of a TV newscast she was doing to reading the rape victim's impact statement from
a lot of people were happy she did that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. She used to be on, was it NBC before she went to CNN, I think?
I used to find her so annoying, but this makes me like her.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, no, she was very annoying. She had very low Q rating. Good look good, but didn't, you know, that was it. Okay, 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray,
has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Singing and dancing, that's what you expect from the Good Day program. Also from the Warren Eckstein Pet Show, which is heard around the country on great radio stations every weekend. He has a fabulous podcast. You can get to it at Podcast One, The Pet Insider. For every animal lover, he's here to help you out. A couple of different and important stories, including the fellow that used his turban to save the drowning dog. And a couple, well, we always have Warren and what he's been posting and what his experiences are. America's number one pet expert, Warren Eckstein, up next here on Good Day.
The weather is warming. Time to take advantage of hot savings that'll help you get the most out of your summer plans. It's Straight Talk Wireless, giving you nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks with unlimited plans starting as low as $45 a month. And if you love your phone, bring it with you. Love your network? No problem. Straight Talk has the Bring Your Own Phone plan that lets you keep your phone, network, and number. And if you're coming off a contract, you can save up to half the cost. What's not to love about those spring to summer savings? No matter which service plan you choose, you can always plan on no contracts, no credit checks, no activation, or mystery fees. So as the weather gets warmer, make sure you stay connected with the right phone plan. Check out Straight Talk phones and service plans exclusively at your local Walmart, or visit StraightTalkSwitch.com for more on how to save. Best phones, best networks, half the cost. Please see terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. The story of this Sikh man who had a turban on, and he took the turban off and used it to help save a drowning dog. You see these stories from time to time, Warren, of people who just, they don't think their reactions are such. They'll do most anything. This guy was driving his car, saw a group of men pointing toward a canal, and then he realized what was going on. He said he needed to make the animal's safety his priority, so he took off his turban, which is kind of a no-no for Sikhs. They just they wear it, and that's what their garb is supposed to be during the day when they're out. He worked with some of the bystanders, went down the canal bank. The dog wasn't comfortable, not coming, he said to him. He had to follow him around for a while before he was able to wrap his turban around his neck and pull him to safety. So, but you hear stories like this a lot, don't you, of people
saving people
animals?
There was a recent YouTube video of a man, I think it was took place in one of those Uzbekistan or something, where a man actually jumped off a really high bridge because there was a dog on the concrete on the bottom of the bridge, and there was no way for the dog to get out, so he took the dog, and just amazing stuff. But you know what? Whether you're religious or not, I just believe sometimes that whoever you believe in puts the right person at the right place at the right time. You hear these stories constantly about animals being saved and people watching. Very often you see those looky-loos, but always that one person that jumps in and does something.
Yeah. All right. You may have also paid attention to the fact the last dog, the last tracking dog that was used for September 11th was euthanized yesterday. A golden retriever that was 16 and a half, so it must have been like a year old when it was used for finding people and remains and that sort of thing as a result of September 11th.
You know, the dogs, first of all, having spent time there with the dogs at 9/11, I got to tell you that the bottom line is these dogs were absolutely amazing. And one of the things that's interesting to me is, remember now, the first responders, after the first day or two, realized the toxins coming out, so they were wearing masks. But what the job the dogs had, they couldn't wear masks, so they were kind of exposed to a lot of the stuff that was there. And even I was exposed to it, which absolutely was amazing. But the bottom line is, yeah, these dogs did amazing work. In fact, I just met a dog last week, Doug. Do you know the movie Max that was out recently?
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a great movie. I enjoyed that a lot.
Well, the dog that movie was based on is now a friend of mine. The dog's name is Saxon. It's a German Shepherd. He did two tours in Afghanistan. He was shot in the head the first tour and survived. The second tour, part of his ear was lost by an IED. And I just met him the other day when I was broadcasting down in San Pedro, and we became best friends. You'll hear me talking more about the dog, and I posted a photo on my Facebook. What an amazing dog. Now, this dog that survived two tours in Afghanistan, Doug, is now a pet therapy dog for other returning veterans. Just
very
an amazing
cool
story.
You,
and yeah, he was a dog that
about,
was based on the movie.
Yeah, that's it. And it was a very good movie. You haven't seen it, get the DVD or download it or something. Betsy's Law, the New Jersey law where a vet has to disclose if they have supervision in the hospital for pets overnight. I thought that was kind of an interesting
You would think that would be common sense. Who would want to leave any member of their family at a hospital where there's not someone there giving 24-hour service in case there's an emergency or something? So it just makes common sense. It's amazing to me how common sense over the years now has to be made into law because people no longer have common sense.
Well, I think that goes across the board for everything. You have to have the government has to tell you how to thread your the needle when you're stitching something up, or how do you put your shoelace into your shoe, that kind of stupid stuff. Warren, next time.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.